This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Investigations are mounting into the attempted assassination of former U.S. President Donald Trump last weekend. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the latest.
Gunman Thomas Matthew Crooks was about 400 feet from former President Trump when he was able to shoot at him, piercing his ear and killing one rally attendee. Video shot by DJ Larry captures the minutes before it happens, with people informing police of the gunman. Several investigations into the security breakdown underway. Meanwhile, even after the FBI cracked into Crooks' phone, scoured his computer, home, and car, and interviewed more than 100 people, his motive for the Saturday shooting, a mystery. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Wednesday publicly addressed the recent attempt on former President Trump's life for the first time, condemning the act as heinous, horrible, and cowardly, echoing President Joe Biden's call for unity during the political campaigns.
Violence is never acceptable. There can be no equivocation about that.
Harris expressed relief that Trump was not seriously injured and extended her thoughts and prayers to the former president's family, as well as the family of a rally attendant who died shielding his family from the shooting. Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, will introduce himself to a national audience as he addresses the U.S. Republican National Convention Wednesday. The Ohio senator's headlining address will be his first speech as the Republican vice presidential nominee. He's a relative political unknown who has evolved in recent years from a severe critic to an aggressive defender of Trump. The 39-year-old Vance is the first millennial to join a major party ticket. He joins the race as questions about the ages of 78-year-old Trump and 81-year-old President Biden have been high on the list of voters' concern.